legislator contacted us with the resolution against the sale to the...
Oh, resolutions for both issues.
Oh, did it?
That's something that's very interesting, and I hope that you keep on talking about it, the idea of having a use of TRT, I thought I'd before,
But not now, I'm having that done, that's our contract with our administration.
You have to replace all the equipment or just change some modules?
They have to buy a black box, and they have to write one program, make a CRT, take it to terminal. And they're doing that, they assure me it'll be up by the beginning of the...
That's happened to me.
I think an official should...
But you're not talking about, Matt, you're not talking about a level of expense that would be the equivalent of junking one terminal and buying another.
I'm paying the Department of Administration $9,300 for the return.
Well, I would hope that that is done in any case, whether or not it's used, other than...
It is being done.
It is being done, so that, as far as you know, that may or will be operating as an...
Yes, I've been assured it will be.
Because that's really a big one. A constituent can walk into this office or one in Fairbanks and punch up the same information that we can on the second floor of the Capitol, that's going to make a hell of a...
And that will be in operation by the time the next session starts.
Now, I'm standing over this, I'm sorry, we didn't want to talk to... Name Mr. Hogan.
Okay, good.
Name Mr. Hogan, or Mr. Charlie Panzo. I know that there were projected plans to slowly increase the flexibility of the system we do have in Juneau that can now be accessible from Fairbanks and other places. What is the picture, like on March 1, what do you be able to get for your bucks? Or what do you be able to get out of the computer when you walk up to the second floor of the Capitol and sit in the office? Beyond what you've got last year.
Madam Chairperson, the items that will be on for this year, bill status system, are the same items we were before. The bill history is gone for some reason, number of listings, and limbo list. Also, there will be a new program in to list the votes on the second and third reading or reconsideration, whichever one is on each member of each bill. That will be available. Another feature that will be available, probably it will be allocated by leadership, to committee chairman and leadership personnel, would be an individual bill tracking program. The majority leader and minority leader has 50 bills each she wants to follow. He has a random code that identifies this particular program. A specific status on those 20 or 25 bills.
That would be on a confidential basis.
On a confidential basis, a code number will be assigned to a person. That person may either tell no one else or may tell whoever he or she chooses. That's right. So that would be available. The budget information is not really available in the terminal this year. And what we would suggest at the same time on the subject is that the people from the Anchorage Information Office and the Fairbanks Information Office come to Juneau a day or two in late December or early January fully familiarize themselves with the operation system so that they can get all the information out of the computer that they need to get, then go back to their station and operate the security station.
Mr. Brown?
Yes, Madam Chair.
I'm wondering, maybe other contacts here or maybe if these services are going to be available, it's really a lot more revolutionary than we think about it. We're sitting down there and we know how to track bills. But remember what it was like when we were working on it, just put your phone and find out what's happening down there. This is this is a revolutionary enough change for access to the legislature by, even if the Zenith thing didn't go through and just the computer access from Fairbanks and Anchorage and the option. So that's a revolutionary enough change so that I would think that there ought to be some public relations experience where there's cost money or not and what people know about it. Because we have done several things that seem to be a success. The Legislative Information Office has seen on the superintendent's sign. I talked to people, you don't even know this office is here, you don't know the one that's here, but you've been all around all the time, you're even relatively active in the business and corporate community, you don't know they're there. I talked to people at the broadcast center, with the largest broadcast news department in the state of Alaska in Fairbanks, who did not know until I told them after the adjournment of this last session that there were tapes of all of the four sessions of the House and the Senate being sent to a depository library in Anchorage, in Fairbanks and in Anchorage, for the last year and a half. They didn't even know that. They didn't know they could have gone and gotten dubs. And the information is a strange kind of problem, but if we're going to be, have the service available, we're going to do a little bit of PR, tell people what it is, and it's going to probably cost some bucks.
Well, when we started this operation here, I don't know how it turned out at Fairbanks, but the first thing our staff did was go around and personally meet the news director, the broadcast station editor, and invite them in and explain to them what works, and the news media.
Well, the news media at Fairbanks know all about it, and they make use of it, too. They make use of it, too. The average Joe guy on the street has no idea that legislative information officers are here.
I don't think the operators of the offices would go along with that, because they've been driven crazy on the phone. Because the phone's out here and people walk in.
We didn't even expect that the information office would be, very heavily used in this interim period, because it was an election year, and all the bills were dead. But they have to make it as people are hearing them all the time, asking for information, and the CRT, it's called.
Oh, I
wish he'd known about
this. No wonder when we invite him to these meetings, he doesn't show up.
He doesn't hide it.
I have a good example.
He knows the way.
I
went
to the house over
there. Mike doesn't come over
here. Jeremy kept coming by Jimmy Chen.
I have told him time and time again. I'm sure he's from a certain circuit. But we've had that same problem with federal committees. In all fairness, Mr. Atwood came to talk to Johnson and an article about this. And he told me over the phone that he had no idea that he'd come here to see if he'd come to jail.
Now they'll be in editorial.
His staff is doing it. And they said there was somebody up here. Of course, they did a feature story on it. It was first on the The next, we don't need to take action on this toll-free telephone service. That's informational, because we don't have money in our budget to do it anyway.
There is one more question. From the feedback tables, you're just giving it a copy.
And there's one more question. If the next session of the legislature, or the end session, decides to authorize this and fund it, how long would it take to get it operational?
With a heavy advertising campaign, it would have to go on, because, of course, there's no way you could get it into any directories at all.
That's right.
You have a heavy advertising campaign. Technically, you could have it set up, I think, in about 2 months. That's more long.
One of them was a meeting.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Mr. Doyle?
Before Mr. Hogan leaves, I'd like to...
What you mean?
Mr. Hogan, who doesn't follow the law too closely, writes very eloquent letters, and he addressed a letter to Senator Chance, eloquently pointing out a real crisis which he would like to pass over onto this committee, but he knows the community can't do anything about it. We went for the record to let him know they can't. But the question is, he talks about this sad news about the two finance committee chairmen and the chairman of the legislative budget and audit committee. There's two offices and three chairmen. And he'd certainly like to have an office on that well-known fourth floor of the Capitol. And the office he has in mind, the office he's always had in mind, is room 403, which is now occupied by the Consumer Protection Office of the Department of Law.
Oh, I thought he was.
Not yet. And he says, this is showing how flower he's getting. I cannot begin to relate the hours of wailing and gnashing of teeth that these circumstances occasion. Therefore, I request the Legislative Council assign room 403, currently occupied by the Consumer Protection Division, the Legislative Finance for the purpose of housing the Budget and Audit Committee Chairman during the forthcoming legislative session. I am certain that the Department of Law can lease an office somewhere in the downtown area that would be more accessible to consumer complaints that's currently used in the fourth floor office. I was happy to get a copy from this from Mr. Hogan, but I reminded him the legislature this last session passed a new law, Chapter 10, SLA 1976, which says that all space in the Capitol, not occupied by the governor's office, is subject to assignment and control by the Legislative Affairs Agency at the direction of the legislature. And since we all agree the legislature is not in session and therefore cannot direct, Mr. Hogan is pleased to pass over this age-old problem of his to this group, which of course has no jurisdiction right now, and offer sympathy, but I thought maybe he was waiting for a reply from me at the direction of the council, bringing his attention to the law that they passed this last session, which covers the matter, not to his satisfaction, but it is the law.
Go ahead and get some of the take the law out of the Consumer Protection Act. All of your furniture equipment out in the hall in the direction of the Consumer Protection Act. The day before you convene the session, I'm hoping you'll possibly go to the patient hall in the room. I'm destined by both houses, we all know the rules, Chairman. Right. The first thing that happens is at 8:01 in the morning, they approve the action taken from the Chairman.
Did we have a vote on that
motion? I think that was a suggestion.
For you.
A further suggestion from the ombudsman.
The member restate his motion.
It was a suggestion. The motion would be out of order because we don't have jurisdiction to pick lines.
Is there any other business? Mr. Charlie?
I just want to announce to the council that we have selected and engaged the firm Arthur Jones Company.
Yeah. Mr. Brandon.
Madam Chairman, I will take the sake of record on this.
I'm
not going to tell you the
details. Everybody's heard the
motion.
And a roll call motion has been requested during the session. Will you call on this door? No,
just reverse things.
Please don't. I want
to call. Oh. You're going to vote. You can't vote.
You'll try.
All right. Senator Chance?
No.
Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Bradner? Representative Brown?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
No.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Senator Huber? Representative Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Petula? Senator Ostrowski?
Yes.
Senator Foley? Six yes. Six yeses, and one, two, three, no.
So, the motion has failed, and he has the majority of the council. Is there any other that we assign the office of the Consumer Protection Office of the AG's operation to the legislature for use of the budget item for the chairman.
Why can't the council, since it's in our line?
Well, the law says the legislative affairs agency has the direction of the legislature.
Aren't we considered the...
They're in the interim?
There are arguments about that. If that audit, budget and audit could do the same thing, which they, of course they don't.
I have no objection to contacting the office itself and see if we can create some space for the affairs. Some of that space up there in the
assembly, right on the street. He's taking care of it. We could certainly ask him if he'd like to move them out, and he could offer him some space over the assembly on a temporary, even through next session. But not any longer, I guess.
I'd move that you send a letter to the administration or to the vice members and they take the office because the charities are going to have.
We don't really need it for next time.
Oh, effective January of 77.
The motion's been made and seconded.
January 177.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion.
I didn't.
The motion passed. Is there any other business?
Chairman, can I construe that motion? I'm pleased to write the letter from that. Can we also, at the same time, empower Mr. Hogan to enforce the request?
The motion was for a request.
Right? Okay.
What we ought to try to do is to negotiate it without conservation.
I do think we ought to put the request in writing.
Yes.
Yes, I think, and just as an effective January 1, and we can offer them. Am I authorized to offer them?
I think we should offer them some space in the assembly, and that would give them actually a lot
more. It would be larger than they have now. They've got this one little office that's subdivided.
One of the problems related to that is that there was no money appropriated for rent from the district when they tried to move part of their operations out. But we do have space available in the assembly building that we could offer them to offer there a comparable or even greater space and offer to them for this next year at least rent free.
So I bet you how much. I bet you most of the
time.
So we'll contact you. Is there any other... the meeting thing. Mr. Charney, you said something about you talked to him over the court buildings about using this extra space.
Oh, yes, I should. We have council for last meeting agreed on Thursday meeting days. I checked with the court system over across the street here to see what availability of a bigger room. And Wednesdays and Thursdays are better days for Wednesdays afternoon. Thursday, they would not fill until late Wednesday night. For example, the grand jury meets on Wednesday. And most times, last over Thursday, and they don't know whether they finish it all the way or not. So Thursdays would be a tough day to schedule for the meeting. Tuesdays are free. The council wished to change the meeting back to Tuesday to reserve.
Next Tuesday, we can schedule the first Tuesday or second Tuesday or whatever you want. It'll be good. Maybe reserve that for us. It's a very large smoking question.
That's the problem.
You
only get a quarter of it.
In the quarter of it, there's no smoking allowed.
The thought being that as we proceed into the fall, the reason we explored this was, as we proceed into the fall and some of these projects are getting reported on, there might be more public legislators and after the election, freshman legislators and so forth might want to be attending and doing up here.
It's the same room question I think last week. Just make sure.
Here's another thing I think concerning which or what time of the month we need. We can get the computer print out on our budget and unexpended and unobligated funds and so forth by about what time?
I need it this month, Gene, so just made it. I have to report about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The IBM report, where did it end? I Xerox copies of it. Today is what, the 5th?
Yeah, it should be the first, not the first Tuesday of the month.
Say any time after the 5th.
So the 2nd or 3rd Tuesday or 2nd or 3rd Thursday, we have everything complete for the previous month. Is there any preference then on our Thursdays? You want to stick with Thursdays and on Thursdays? Not having an alternative place to meet because they're crowded.
Would it be crass? I don't know what they're going on otherwise. But the reports have to come back to the council. Would it be crass to suggest that the government meeting, all October meeting, and November meeting, at least one we have to do there?
This was a request also of Mr. Dorn that we skip an October meeting.
Matter of fact, maybe you could do something like that in the council meeting to get the general election, A, to give people a chance to recover, but B, to get a chance to maybe send invitations to the community legislators and council to see what they're going to do. Madam Chairman, the others, that's one of my concerns. The only other concern I have in this area is a very parochial, non-political, non-legislative interest is that in October, November, December, a Tuesday meeting is going to be quite empty, and perhaps it would be a rehearsal of the presidential remark that every Tuesday night, and it was left at home to church in Nebraska, even the city below, it's pretty tough in the council.
Mr. Dahl had also made the request that the November meeting, that we consider scheduling the November meeting in June, so that all of the staff who have been intimately involved with these different projects would be available. Otherwise, it's only the four top employees in the agency. So, I guess we could stick to Thursday, say, for next month, skip October, try to schedule the November meeting.
Elections are on Tuesday, a week, Thursday in a week, about 9 days after the election.
That's holiday. That's that Tuesday.
Yeah, let's start out with the September meeting. This is on
we will get a schedule of whatever you decide.
Yes, you will.
I'd just be delighted.
Okay.
Either day.
Okay.
So, I like that later in the month. Like, rather than
let's aim at, say, Thursdays. Right. And in September. Let's set this for the 16th of September. That's a Thursday, 16th of September. That'll be the third Thursday. It'll give plenty of time for them to get at least the management reports.
With the tentative idea that we might not be having an October meeting.
And then we will just say we will not have an October meeting unless something unusual comes up.
That we won't meet on the third Thursday in the future.
No, we're talking about September.
Fourth Thursday.
September 16th is third Thursday in September. So we can set that aside as council.
Sometime in November and June.
And then November, who's the election? Well, the third Thursday in November would be the 18th, which is the week before Thanksgiving. What are the dates on that?
That sounds like a novel.
I don't know.
What are they meeting, Kay? What are they meeting?
Morris County.
Historic Morris.
I go to places like Kansas City, Morris County, New Jersey.
What is the holiday of the 11th?
That's Veterans Day. Remember, they always had to revive it.
It's Remembrance Day.
Our Armistice Day, it used to say in something.
That's right. The 11th day of the 11th, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Remembrance Day, Canada.
Well, if we had it any day that week. Tuesday night?
I think all the results will be certified by
so we can set it Tuesday, November 9th. Well, now, wait a minute. Red has a...
In Juneau, how in the world am I going to get back to Fairbanks by 7 p.m. to play the piccolo in an 80-piece?
Oh, we'll charter you a private jet.
By satellite. How about Monday?
In all likelihood,
even the next day on Wednesday the 10th.
Okay, just a moment. How about if we set it up on Monday the 8th? It's possible that we might need to go over into the night, because by then staff will have enough stuff for recommendations. But we'd probably end up with a day on Monday or a day and a half.
Or you could start. In order to allow transportation to have Monday morning, start meeting Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning, have one afternoon, yeah, but the next morning.
Well, those
you're better to arrive on a Sunday and have a full day Monday than what never necessary on Tuesday, because Fred would miss out a lot that.
Let's set it for the 8th and 9th of November.
What's the magic hour?
Hey, what room?
You'll know.
Let's do it in the office of the Consumer Protection Agency.
That's pretty small. If people are going to be arriving on Sunday, we might as well be going at 9 a.m.
Yeah. 9 a.m.
Okay. 16th.
Is there any other business? You just missed the scheduling of our next year meeting.
Hopefully you can.
It's going to be Thursday, September 16th, and then we'll not have one in October, and then we will have Monday, November 8th, and Tuesday, November 9th. In June.
September's in here?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were.
If there is no other business, we will stand and adjourn. It's your place.
Are you ready for Dean Point?
Yeah.
For Dean Point.
Can we hand
them
right now?
Sure can.
Now, remember, Ramona, give budget and audit theirs, but don't give it us.
Well, I've never turned the one in the Salt Lake City.
Had you?
No.
Oh, gosh. Don't we get your registration?
You didn't
produce
it?
No.
Did you pay it?
Yeah, I did pay it, but I left my receipt with, I forgot it in the hotel room, and Kay already said it.
Oh, well, they have it down there. You're okay then, yeah. We sure can put that down.
What is the deal on travel if you have to
take
a
we passed the policy on that.
Yeah, it's reimbursable.
For damn, just lost ground transportation.
Yeah. Unless you hire a limo, you know, you're only the chauffeur.
Is this the deal?
It better be.
You don't have a limo.
No, that's right.
What do you have to have your receipt, sir?
The state has a thing, anything over $6, I'd like to have a receipt for. If it's something you can't get here.
Oh, I'll buy my tax.
You're 2 days old.
Well, that's all right.
I have one ball from one of the where I got stuck overnight in Seattle. And light was a lot dangerous. I got stuck overnight in Seattle. And I got a friend's car going downtown, right?
broke down. I don't know. There's nothing else available.
We show this to Bob Average. Where is the chances?
Sharon likes your influence. I'm proud of it. Shouldn't you fill out at least one of things?
But I tell you, last fall, Mike should have. I had
that
Mike,
day, I spent all
Mike
day
over the office a damn often.
I said, oh, I guess I'm going to fill out one for the day anyway.
Well, but I keep coming in. Days like that. Got me all
and I just keep forgetting. But I think what I'm going to do is...
Yeah, I never received one for last time. I filled one out when I was there.
Oh, if I went to that address that we had three of your addresses and didn't get the right one.
I correct the one address. I don't know what that is.
I don't know who made that one up, but yes. I decided we sure like to have some.
Okay, yeah,
I
okay. What about...
Thank you so much for coming all the way down, Larry. Thank you so much for coming all the way down.
No, I just got my important
I got your budget.
And I'll never get it over again.
On your underwear.
Yeah. No, there was my... I've got my rain slicker so I can get back to noon when I'm ready.
It isn't going to rain.
I'm relying on it going to be rainy, though. I just have that feeling. And
Can't be. I parked my car.